Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And it's time now for our daily tech and business report. And today we're joined by Bloomberg's Chester Dawson. Toyota is planning to spend $1.4 billion to ramp up its electric vehicle production in the U.S. So, Chester, the first of these new vehicles is an SUV. What can you tell us about it?
Well, Matt, they've said it's going to be a three-row SUV, so kind of a mid-sized type of vehicle, maybe something like the Highlander that they sell, although they haven't said what it's going to be named. And interestingly, they're going to be making another three-row SUV that's also going to be all electric at a plant in Kentucky. So this is kind of a doubling down and expansion of their electrification plans and at a plant that already exists, but adding this to the production line.
Okay, I got to be honest with you. I'm a little surprised because the narrative for the last couple of months has been that electric vehicle sales have been slower than many had hoped in the United States. And I remember Toyota saying at one point, we're going to stick with hybrids. That's a technology we know, and we know that consumers like it. So what's behind this change?
Well, it does give you a bit of a double take, doesn't it? I guess the main point is that Toyota has already invested in this gigantic brand new battery plant in North Carolina for the sum of some $13 billion. And you're right. A lot of those batteries are going to go into the increasing hybridization of their lineup because hybrids have proved so popular. But Toyota, like a lot of other automakers, needs to have some EVs in the lineup more than they do now in order to meet increasingly tough emissions regulations. If you don't have any EVs or you're not selling them, you're going to be penalized quite heavily. So that's part of it. Also, you know, having EVs that are made in this country are going to be subject to subsidies that the federal government is providing. So to be a competitive player, and ultimately, a lot of people think that even though electrification has gone a little slower than some expected, that the trend line is set and that electric vehicles will become more popular, but just maybe at a slower pace.
You probably don't know the answer to this question, but any word on what the range of this new SUV will be?
No, we've got no specs whatsoever. They haven't really said a lot about it. I expect they'll be, you know, doling that out little by little as they get closer to production. They will be starting production in 2026, so I don't think it'll be too long before we get that type of information, but we just don't know yet.
Sure. That's just one of the questions that a lot of prospective EV buyers are asking. So talk about other companies that are in the EV market. Are they expanding or scaling back based on demand?
Well, the companies that are currently producing have slowed down the pace of their ramp up. Companies like General Electric, Ford, they are actually going back toward more hybrids because, as you mentioned, hybrids are so popular. And even Tesla, while they're all electric and they're continuing to increase production, they have postponed a plan for a new plant in Mexico. So the companies that already have them are having to slow their pace a bit and temper expectations. But those that really aren't big players in it, Toyota and even Honda, which also today announced some big news for EV production in Canada, are playing catch up a little bit and making themselves more ready for the day when EVs do become a bigger chunk of the U.S. market.
I understand the appeal of hybrids because you don't have to worry about the range so much. But there are some big drawbacks when you compare hybrids to fully electric vehicles. Would you like to talk about that?
Sure. Well, one right off the top of my head is the fact that they tend to be a little more expensive than a gas-only vehicle. Prices have been coming down, but you're still going to pay a bit of a premium. Now, you can work out the math, how much longer, you know, it would take by saving at not going to the gas station so much over a period of time that you would, you know, get the money back that you're putting out up front. Another issue, you know, plug-in hybrids are very popular. But, you know, having unless you use that that electric motor quite a bit, you're carrying a lot of weight. So if you're just relying on the gas and you're not recharging your plug-in, you're probably going to use a lot more gas than you would if it was just a gas-only vehicle. So there are some things to consider. But overall, hybrids have proved very popular, they're starting to pay off a little more because the prices are coming down gradually.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your thoughts. That is Bloomberg's Chester Dawson. And you can hear our Tech and Business Report every weekday at 12:20 p.m. here at KCBS. And for more, tune in to the Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.